We've got blizzard warnings in effect for nearly all of central and northeastern parts of South Dakota. Those will continue all the way into tomorrow morning, so into the Friday morning time frame. The only place where we don't have blizzard warning is for Campbell and Corson County in the north central part of South Dakota, where we've got a winter storm warning. And that main difference is just because we're not quite expecting as much snow and as strong as wind as we're seeing across the rest of the area.
And give us an assessment right now of the conditions for this afternoon, what things are shaping up like.
Yeah, we've got some pretty bad and heavy snow, producing pretty bad conditions. So those will continue through a good portion of the afternoon hours and then into the evening before we start to see that snow diminishing. And but even though that snow is diminishing, we do expect the winds to kind of keep up and continue to produce those blizzard conditions into the overnight hours tonight and before the winds finally start to diminish going into tomorrow.
All right, so give us some numbers with regard to those winds. What kind of speeds are we talking about for this afternoon and into this evening and beyond?
Yeah, this afternoon we're already seeing wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour out there, and so we expect that to continue into at least the evening hours, and then we'll start to see those winds come down, you know, kind of gradually through the overnight hours into that, you know, 30, 40 mile per hour range, and then kind of diminishing going into Friday, falling below 20 miles per hour by tomorrow evening.
All right, and give us an update now about snow accumulations thus far.
Yeah, we've had some pretty heavy snow, and a lot of the heaviest kind of snow or areas of snow are running anywhere from like the Ipswich, Roscoe area down through northern Falk County, northern Spink County and far southern Brown County, and then stretching down to the southeast towards Watertown, Millbank, and then all the way even over to Orkville, Minnesota. And in those areas, we've already seen over a foot of snow. We also have received reports of a foot of snow down in the Pierre area and stretching off to the east towards Miller into Huron, that area. So a pretty large area of over a foot of snow, and the greatest amount in that Watertown area up through Falk and northern Spink County, even some, you know, over a foot and a half or even nearing or above 2 feet of snow.
Wow, that's a most impressive total, and there's more coming, correct?
Correct, yeah. We expect that snow to continue through the afternoon, and you know, while the greatest intensity is going to be this afternoon, we'll see that snow continuing into tomorrow before ending. And our additional snowfall amounts are looking like anywhere east of the Missouri River, we'll see another 5 to upwards of 10 or 11 inches of snow.
Wow, my goodness. So just give us a quick response to this then. Final totals, we could have some areas maybe approaching 2.5 feet or more?
Potentially, yeah. With what we, those couple places in northern Falk County, northern Spink County, with them already seeing 2 feet of snow, adding another 6 or more on top of that could get them, you know, well over that 2.5 foot mark, and maybe even get close to 3 feet if they kind of happen to get under one of those heavy bands there.
Wow, so we're talking in excess of 30 inches in some spots. So with this in mind, you've already alluded to it earlier in our conversation, just go over the travel impacts, and I know we've got interstate closures still at this hour, but what are those conditions if people must absolutely travel and they can't avoid it?
It's very poor conditions out there, and like you said, the only way you should really be traveling is if there's a, you know, a medical emergency or something where you absolutely have to travel. Otherwise, you know, conditions that we've been hearing reports even north of Redfield, that area of stranded or vehicles stuck in the snow. You know, it's really bad. A lot of the counties are recommending no travel advice, which, you know, is something that we really want people to take seriously and not travel, like you said, unless there's something, you know, a kind of a medical emergency or, you know, you absolutely have to. But, you know, otherwise, you know, definitely stay off the road. Give the first responders and the DOT that time to, you know, really get things cleaned up, you know, going into tomorrow before we start to see, you know, the weather conditions improve and eventually the road conditions starting to improve.
This storm is going to make its way out of here when, and what do we look like for the weekend?
Yeah, the storm will kind of push its way out of here on later on tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow night. Once that pulls out, we're not really seeing any any significant or quick warm-up. So we're going to see that snow sticking around, you know, through the weekend time frame at the minimum. And temperatures this weekend are going to be well below normal. Normally this time of the year we're in the low to mid-50s across much of the area. And our highs this weekend are generally going to be in the mid-30s. So that all that snow that we're seeing is going to kind of put a limit on any sort of temperature rises that we see across the area through this weekend. Once we get into next week, we'll start to see temperatures warming into the 40s and starting to get towards 50 degrees as you get more towards the middle part of the week. So we'll see that snow beginning to melt. And, you know, with that snow, melting snow, then that kind of brings, our focus back to potential rising rivers, overland flooding, those type of things, which we'll likely see as we head into, you know, the middle part and the latter part of next week.
And a follow-up on that, what is the concern, if any, about reef freezing as the crews go out and do some work to move this snow away? Is there a possibility for some roads refreezing over the next couple of days after that process gets started?
Exactly, yeah. That's, you know, especially as we're seeing that melting snow, you're going to want to be aware of that. When we have temperatures below freezing at night, that's which we're expecting going into the weekend and especially the early part of next week. Really keep an eye on those areas that look wet as you get to the nighttime hours, because those areas where that snow has melted and the water's kind of over or on the road, you'll start to see that refreeze and create some slick spots or those kind of black ice type conditions. So definitely kind of be aware of that over the coming days.
Steve Flegel, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. Sir, anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think that covers it.
Thanks so much for the time, Steve. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.